19PXY has what you need to know to start your day. This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Well, another eventful weekend in the Bar District in the Easton Alexander area. Several people were arrested by police Sunday morning, late Saturday night, basically. In total, RPD made 7 different arrests. 5 adults were charged with violating the local emergency order, while 2 adults were charged with disorderly conduct. RPD had previously announced they would be increasing their presence in the district following the violence from the previous weekend, and they were true to their word.
Wow. Oh, dear. We don't love that.
Yeah, not great.
Okay. Well, this story you are going to love, Corey.
Yeah.
I know it.
Okay.
My favorite, your favorite, a TV show I like to call The Bachelor.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. A Brighton man received some help from the favorite, fan favorite TV show, The Bachelor, this weekend while popping the question to his own girlfriend. So Cody Garrett, reached out to the longtime host of The Bachelor and all the spinoffs, Chris Harrison.
Yeah.
Who... you might know him from not only hosting the show, but always saying this is going to be the most dramatic-filled season. Yes.
Yeah. He really draws out the drama.
And he actually responded to him, and he responded with this video.
Hey, Meg, it's Chris Harrison from The Bachelor. Your very loving boyfriend, Cody, reached out. He truly loves and appreciates you. And with that said, Meg, everything is about to change. And I mean that in the best possible way.
So his girlfriend Meg Santee, huge fan of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Huge fan of the show.
Can you imagine if she wasn't?
Yeah, Cody wanted to do something special for her, so he concocted this final rose ceremony situation.
Oh, wow.
Played her that video, and
that's pretty awesome.
Engaged.
So, okay,
when
you said that to me, I had assumed it was one of these apps where you pay like $100 and the celebrities send you whatever message and pretend like they know you.
Right.
No, he just reached out and he just did it out of the kindness of his heart. Very cool.
Just reached out. So, yep, the Rochester couple plans to get married once Meg finishes up nursing school here. But I thought that
awesome.
Was such a cool story.
Well,
for
congratulations
sure.
to Meg. Certainly memorable. That is for sure. All right, Brace, ready for some space news.
Yeah.
All right, 2 NASA astronauts returned to Earth yesterday in a dramatic retro-style splashdown. Their capsule parachuting into the Gulf of Mexico to close out an unprecedented test flight by Elon Musk's SpaceX company.
Half of the SpaceX and NASA teams, welcome back to planet Earth, and thanks for flying SpaceX.
Welcome back to planet Earth. You're getting off of a plane, right?
Yeah, right.
And,
here you are at Rochester International Airport.
So this was the first time that a splashdown by U.S. astronauts took place in 45 years, by the way. And it was the first commercially built and operated spacecraft to carry people to and from orbit. The return clears the way for another SpaceX crew launch as early as next month and possible tourist flights by even next year. Where are you going for vacation this weekend? Oh, it's International Space Station.
Just space. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. So test pilots Doug Hurley and Bob Bedeker rode the SpaceX Dragon capsule back to Earth less than a day after departing from the International Space Station and 2 months after blasting off from Florida.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you guys for bringing us home safe before I disembarked. Thank you for doing the most difficult parts and the most important parts of human space flight. Getting us into orbit and bringing us home safely.
Breezy, if money was not an option, because it's obviously going to be insanely expensive to do this, if money was not an option, would you fly into space? And again, you jumped out of a plane.
I know.
Really? The adrenaline junkie? Is this too much?
I jumped out of a plane to come down to Earth. I didn't jump out of a plane to go up to Earth.
Well, I mean, you're coming down eventually.
Yeah. It's too risky. There's just not enough information yet.
Okay.
I don't want to be
a test pilot, by the way.
I don't think so.
A title I never want to have in life is test pilot. No, thank you.
That's a hard no for me, dog.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Now, Corey, we don't know exactly if local students here in Rochester are going back to school in the fall, but if they do, some Rochester students will be going back to school better than ever before, fully equipped. So some local volunteers and workers from a local Amazon delivery center and the mayor's office teamed up for a backpack giveaway yesterday at school number 4.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, thousands of backpacks were stuffed with school supplies, handed out to students, and parents were able to pick them up with their car and, keeping social distancing,
sure.
Everything like that. But really organic to see the exchange between just a community and kids in need, families in need. So we don't know if they're going back to school or not, but this will help them regardless of whether they're at home, whether they're going back, or eventually when they do go back.
We should find out here shortly, hopefully this week, maybe. We'll learn more about that coming up when we talk to Brendan Summers from recent NBC, doing that around 9:40 or so. Coming up in the TPXY feed next hour, though, what's going on with TikTok? Is it going to be banned? Can you know what's what I've noticed about this, Breezy?
What?
Whenever you mention, I don't mean you specifically, I mean like us as a society. Whenever anyone mentions TikTok, do you realize that somehow you end up saying TikTok like 19 times in a row? Like, oh, I saw this thing on TikTok while I was on TikTok. Why do we say it so much?
Because it's cool. We're cool cats.
Yeah. Well,
TikTok's like so cool and so trendy. That's what TikTok does. And yeah. So TikTok.
Well,
right?
It's going to be maybe so banned if the president has his way. But there could be someone.
You should worry about some other things.
There could be somebody swooping in to save it. I'll tell you about
that. I hope so.
Coming up around 8:25. Up online, 98pxy.com. Want to jump in early for today's Savage or Sensible? We got a message over the weekend from someone that wants to know, changing your baby in front of other people when you could just go to another room and do it privately. Savage or Sensible? You can weigh in on that. Also, there's been a lot of these stories that have come out about Ellen DeGeneres and how she's completely fake and actually super mean and not nice. They're really bubbling to a conclusion here. It seems that Ellen might be done with her show.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And a lot of
We don't want frauds on the air anyways.
A lot of other celebrities are essentially saying, oh yeah, these are all true. Because at first you saw these, you're like, no, come on. Not Ellen. Ellen portrays herself as like the nicest person out there. Look at all the good things that she does for people, right? And the positivity and smiling and be kind to one another. Yeah, doesn't seem like that's actually her, which is upsetting, disappointing, saddening. But who could replace her, though? There's already suggestions.
Really?
Yep. Get more. 98pxy.com.
Girl also, or guy?
Guy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Can you guess?
No.
Bet you can't. No. Way to play along. No, I have no idea. Me? No. I'm not a guy. Shoot.
But can I find out at 98pxy.com?
You can. You can find out at 98pxy.com.
Going there now.
Also, I just saw this relationship expert dish out some advice. I take personal offense to this. The relationship expert says you should never date a man in his 30s. That would have been unfortunate for me if my now wife had followed that rule. Because we would not be married and have...
Why would they say that?
She gets into it. Exactly. I actually want to maybe we'll bring this up tomorrow in more depth. Okay. We don't have time today, but you can read up on it and share your thoughts up at 98pxy.com. Okay. We don't have time to talk about it today because coming up next on the show, I need to talk about the moment from the weekend that had me feeling my absolute lowest.
Oh, okay.
I know that.
Are you okay?
I'm not really sure actually if I am. Something happened, something transpired that I never expected to happen to me, but it has. And not only is this me just kind of venting because I feel bad about it, it's also a word of warning because it's apparently coming for everyone.
I'm actually terrified.
It took place at a playground, and I'll share that story.
What?
Coming up next.